This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witts and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope today is okay and that you're going to have a really good day. I've spoken before about one of my favourite movies, About Schmidt, starring Jack Nicholson. Maybe you saw it some years ago. It's a great movie. The film, About Schmidt, looks at the life of Warren Schmidt, played by Jack Nicholson. It unfolds following his retirement as the assistant vice president at Woodman of the World Insurance Company. Now, his job had been to actually predict the death of its clients for his insurance company. And it opens with him sitting in his office surrounded by files packed in boxes, which actually represent his life's work, and waiting for the minute hand to reach 12. And when it does, he turns off the lights and he goes out into the rainy evening. And then the scene shifts to his retirement party. You see, he's reached his retirement age, his work is finished. And at the dinner, Warren's young replacement tells him during his remarks to stop by and visit him at his old office. He might need his advice. But when Warren does this, he's ignored and he sees his boxes of files in the loading dock going either for storage or to the dump. And back at the dinner, Warren is commended there by his colleagues for his productive life, a man rich in accomplishments. But deep down, you know, he knows it's a lie, that he really is poor in spirit, and he excuses himself. So the question for him really is, how is life to have meaning when work is taken from you? Now, it's a hard question to ask, especially for those people who are workaholics who spend days and nights and years at their work. Well, poor old Warren, he's got no clue what to do with himself. He watches TV, plays games, and one day while watching the TV, he hears about sponsoring a child in Africa for $22 a month. He signs up and begins writing to his six-year-old foster child, and he shares his letters, and a really nice relationship occurs there by mail. And in the letter, he complains about his wife. She actually dies suddenly, and he's got one adult daughter, but there's problems there. So he goes off on a road trip, and he tries to find meaning through other things, and the story goes on. But actually, through this, Warren is beginning to get in touch with himself and the letters of this six-year-old boy that go back and forth. So he helps his daughter, and then he sees in the final minutes of the film a letter from this boy and a gift. And then he writes to him back, "What difference has my life made to anyone?" He said, "None that I can think of, none at all. I hope things are fine with you. Yours truly, Warren Schmidt." But of course he has made a difference to this boy, the photograph of the boy, the smiling boy that indicates Warren Schmidt's care and love for this boy. And so one writer thinking about this movie says, though life's loneliness and boredom prevail, Warren has been able to seize the day to love another person. While his job has taught him to manage death, it has not prepared him how to live. This was a more difficult lesson, but one small boy could reach him and teach him. Schmidt does not have to do anything. It's enough simply to be who he is. Now, I think that's a great lesson because it reminds me in the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes, which is a book about the search for life. And like Warren Smith, the author of Ecclesiastes, is a workaholic. In fact, we read, "I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees," as he goes on. But he said, "My heart began to despair over all this labour under the sun." Well, of course, he was a great achiever, the writer to the Ecclesiastes, but he realized that he was addicted to work. Well, of course, he's not alone. Many people are addicted to their work. But the writer says, "I realize that all we have to do to be happy is to do the best we can while we're still alive. All of us should eat and drink and enjoy what we've worked for. It's God's gift." That's Ecclesiastes 3:12-13. So I think it's interesting to know that things like that movie can actually teach us something here. That satisfaction is found in work, but it's not the only thing that we can do. Relationships matter as well, don't they? Heavenly Father, we do understand the Warren Schmidts of this world. Help us, Lord, not to be so focused on our work that we miss out on the opportunities to love and care for people. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.